This is the D.A. Thompson Podcast, and today is Tuesday, July 27th, 2010. This is D.A. Thompson, a Seattle-based writer, speaker, and musician. The D.A. Thompson Podcast is supported by Bluehead Publishing, an innovative publishing company delivering unique authors to a unique world. There's an African proverb that goes, "There are two things over which you have complete dominion, authority and control of your mind and your mouth." We all have people that we consider authorities in our lives. If we are having computer trouble, we go to our tech help, who we consider to be authorities in technology. If we have spiritual or faith questions, we may go to our pastor or priest and seek their counsel, since we consider them authorities on the matter of spiritual things. Having authorities in our lives is simply a way of making our lives easy to manage. There's just not enough time to learn everything about everything, although I'm sure we all know a few people who may think they already do. So we relegate certain areas of knowledge to be handled by people we deem most capable. That comes with one substantial presumption. It presumes that the conclusion our authorities make are accurate. But sometimes, try as they may, our authorities may just be plain wrong. While talking on both sides of the issue of conservative faith and gay partnership, one of the first things that I often have to help people consider is whether their authorities on the matter are correct. Both sides can be quick to make the presumption that their leaders have actually studied the issue and that their conclusions on the matter are well informed. That is not always the case. In the end, there is no one to blame but ourselves for what we believe, what we say, and what we do. Oftentimes, we have to take a little initiative and study the issue, investigating alternative opinions. Then, question our authorities. And don't worry about those authorities who may protest your questions. As the French philosopher Montaigne stated, "He who establishes his argument by noise and command shows that his reason is weak." And that's my 2 cents under 2 minutes.
Like a foolhardy lamb to the slaughter, I'll stay.